Welcome to the Marketing Minute Podcast. Now, here are your hosts, John Pritchard, publisher of the Journal of Healthcare Contracting, and Scott Adams, publisher of Repertoire Magazine.
Hello, everyone. This is Scott Adams and John Pritchard coming to you today in hot Atlanta, Georgia, where it is Masters Week. John, thanks for joining me on the Marketing Minute this week.
Oh, my pleasure. It's good to be back together.
You know, given it's Masters Week, and by the time this podcast gets edited, produced, and pushed out, it'll be over. But John, give us your prediction for the Masters going into this weekend.
Oh my gosh, it's such a weird year with the LIV guys coming back. And I kind of like this Will Zalatoris kid. Is he an Alabama kid, Scotty? I think he might be.
No, he's a California kid, actually. And I think he weighs 112 pounds.
He's just been close so many times. I think he's going to break through. And I guess if you had to ask me who I was rooting for, I'd kind of like to see Rory finish his career Grand Slam. But I think Will might be Will's week.
Yeah, it'll be interesting given the fact we're going to get about 10 inches of rain on Friday, Saturday to see who can be a good mutter. I think it's going to come down to the mutters. I'm obviously, just like you, pulling for Rory to win it so he can get the Grand Slam and get that monkey off of his back. And interestingly enough, it'll be very interesting to see what happens with the LIV guys, if anybody's in there on Sunday. And man, that's an entire marketing minute in itself. If something like that happens, maybe that's what we talk about next time. Johnny, is kind of negative news is sometimes good for you. I mean, LIV has totally shaken it up. But this week we're talking about omnichannel marketing, you know, kind of the what, the why, and the how of omnichannel marketing. Sometimes you'll hear me reference it as OCM. And it's in its simplest term, omnichannel marketing is the repurposing of the same content on different platforms. And I'll give you an example of someone in the industry that we work with regularly, which is BD, and some of the things we've done for them. So we'll go in with a company like BD, other companies we work with too, Midmarks, Quidels, Well Challenged, those folks. But we go in, we'll do a podcast with them or an expert on the largest problem that they solve as an organization. So we try to help brand that problem for the organization via a podcast, and we interview an expert in that field or someone from their organization. From there, to take it into omnichannel marketing, we go in and take the transcript from that, write an article, a full-blown article that goes into one of our trade publications, Repertoire, the Journal of Healthcare Contracting. And then we also go in, put it into a blog form so we can push it out for them digitally. So now it's on our podcast platform, in our print, digitally, in the daily news, whether it's a blog or whether it's the entire article. We also give that to the organization we do this for and allow them to use it on their platforms and send it out via social media, all the areas that they want to put that stuff. So that's kind of in its simplest term, you know, what is omnichannel marketing, which is the repurposing of content on the different platforms. John, why don't you talk a little bit about the what of omnichannel marketing?
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of interesting things, and I think people see it personally all the time, but maybe don't recognize it, or it's not happening as much in a professional environment. You know, if you think about it personally, some of the things you and I are interested in, cars and golf and different things, you know, one of the real components of omnichannel marketing is trying to lead that customer from one brand experience to another, kind of what you and I always refer to as the brand texture. You know, golf club fittings, like at the TaylorMade Kingdom, out at Reynolds, where you get into a real experience with their clubs, not just a rote fitting like you could do at a golf store on a simulator, but a real interaction in a live setting with their golf clubs. Here in Atlanta, adjacent to the airport, is the Porsche Experience Center, which you and I've done a few times. I mean, where else for a couple hundred bucks or $300 do you get to drive $100,000 factory sports car for 3 hours, you know, at speed? It really has you connect with that experience and that brand. So there's a lot of stuff going on there, Scotty. I don't know if you have other examples you see personally, but it just seems to be much more common in consumer goods every day, especially social media. you know, the why of omnichannel marketing is really powerful too. I don't want to get into a ton of statistics, but they say folks that really are going to market in all of these different channels simultaneously are much more successful, sometimes five times as successful. It shows engagement, you know, upwards of 20% with their target market versus 5% if they're only going one way to the marketplace. You know, I always think too of omnichannel marketing, you know, is, you know, you kind of want to be where your target market is and even your current customers, where they are when they want to engage about your category or brand. It's just amazing. You know, we've got young folks in the office, certainly a lot younger than us, that have giggled at us for a year saying, have you guys been on TikTok? And I always thought it was so silly because I've seen my teenage daughters, you know, on TikTok and they have a lot of fun with it. I don't really know what it's about, but it was amazing to me over Christmas. I was sitting across from my 13-year-old daughter and she was 14, I guess, at the time. And she's on TikTok, but she won't return my text. She's staring at her dang phone and won't return my text. So I got on TikTok and man, what a rabbit hole that was. And, you know, within a half hour of querying a few different things I'm interested in, brands that I love start showing up in my feed, you know, and it was really very, very powerful. It's one of those things where it's like a recipe or one of those things where the sum of the parts equal more than the input. But I think folks, as we talk about it, will start to notice it more personally. And I just know it's the future of brand to brand marketing.
You know, folks, when your 53-year-old business partner of 15 years comes in and tells you you're on TikTok, you really start to question the reality of where your business is headed over the next 10 years. I couldn't believe you got on TikTok.
It's crazy. If you know, you know. It's one of those things, you know. And what's crazy is, like, you know, my two younger girls play soccer, so a lot of our social network is other parents of soccer players. And it's so funny to go on there and see some of the dads I hang out with at the soccer field are on there. And they, you know, they have the similar interests. They don't post a whole lot, but the things they repost and that are in my feed, it's just crazy. And then others, you know, you still meet a lot of guys our age that are completely off social media. But I didn't want to go down a rabbit hole on TikTok. But if you know, you know.
Yeah, I think it's key to when we start talking about the different channels, thinking through all of it. And TikTok's obviously one, Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, and then you get into podcasts and webinars, live events, which I think are incredibly important and have come back in full force. I know we have a full lineup of 5 to 6 live events going this year. And I think it's just key for our listeners as they start to think about their marketing plans the rest of this year, but also going into 24, and how can they get into this omni-channel type of a marketing program, just to think of the how on that. And I'm going to give kind of real direct, kind of straightforward definitions of it. One, it's a consistent message across all the channels. The length of that message may change depending on the channel. To John's point, be where your customers are. An example I'd give of that is a couple of years ago, the folks at McKesson came to us and said, hey, you guys really should do a cover story on the 5 alternate site supply chain executives to watch. And my initial response was, oh man, that would be a great idea for you guys at McKesson to do it. And I got to give Greg Calizzi some credit here. He came back and said, no, we think you should do it. We'd like to sponsor it, but it should come from the magazine. Man, for somebody who sells that stuff, John, it hit me right between the eyes of, here I am telling customers all the time how to do this, and I missed the opportunity right there to, it's so much more bona fide when it comes from a publication versus from the manufacturer or the person doing the advertising. And by doing that, then they were able to sponsor that, not only that cover story, but then we did podcasts on each of those 5, all with, you know, McKesson being the sponsor. And how great is that for those systems to hear their supply chain executive in different platforms being interviewed by a bona fide magazine, and what light that put McKesson in over that those couple of years while they were sponsoring that. And then I think, make it as personalized as possible. You know, if you can get it personalized to the person, John just nailed it. Within 10, 15 minutes of being on TikTok, he started getting ads that were specific to him. And it's not just about ads, but it's also about your contact. And then I would say last but not least, and this is something we can help you with, is to map out your customer journey. You know, where they are in the buying process, how to get them. The main thing with this omnichannel marketing is to get your funnel going and to get customers in the funnel so that we could get that out to your salespeople and they can close more business and help you move more market share. But I think all of that is great. And that's kind of the definition of the, you know, the what, the why, and the how. But if you don't do one key thing to all of this, I always use this term. You'll hear me use it over and over. People only respect what you inspect. What do you think, John, is the most important part component to all of this?
Yeah, you want to measure it, right, Scotty? You're trying to build an audience, gain followers, folks that are listening to what your content is talking about. And the most important thing I think too is you really got to think and be reasonable. What does success look like? You know, like on my side of the business, Journal Healthcare Contracting, you know, our brands are chasing hospital systems, might have 20, 30, 40 hospitals. I mean, how many of those do you really need to get access to be successful in a year? You know, it's not 100, right? Might be one. Might be two. All of a sudden, if you're engaging with two or three or five of these big IDNs with great enriched content on multiple channels, man, you're way farther along than you were before. And, you know, again, it always comes back to Scott, right? We can't say it enough. It's got to be content they want, not stuff the brand wants to amplify.
Yeah, I think when you put out that content that they want, all of a sudden, the people that you're looking for that are interested in your category bubble up to the surface. And I think coming back to your comment on the measurement, Johnny, about, you know, you have to determine what looks like success for you. I remember the first time we did some content, I'll go back to McKesson. For McKesson, I was so nervous to tell them, hey, we only got 30 downloads. And they were like, 30 downloads from 30 different health systems would change the next 3 years of our business if we could close 10% of those. I tell people all the time, it's the same thing in doing omnichannel marketing or any kind of marketing to the distribution folks. They control so much business. The distribution channel today controls about $5 billion a year in med-surg supply. So marketing to them is a totally different strategy than marketing to end users, where a lot of marketers we talk to today are worried about clicks and, you know, those types of things. And it's like, guys, that's not what this is about. This is about getting you good qualified leads that you can actually go out and close. So I love that comment about measuring, John. It's dead spot on for sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
Guys, I just want to close here with, we would love to help anyone out there listening to the Marketing Minute on any of this stuff, whether it's through John's platform, the Journal of Healthcare Contracting, going to those supply chain executives across the country, or whether it's through my platform, Repertoire Magazine, going out to the distribution sales reps across the country today. We wake up every day, everyone that works with us and for us, to help folks in the supply chain gain market share through the different channels. So if we can help you on any of that, don't hesitate to reach out to any of us. Have a great day, and we will be back to you in the next week or so with another Marketing Minute. Looking forward to watching the Masters this weekend, Johnny.
Great, Scotty. Thanks for your time.
Absolutely. Have a great day, bud.